Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, 13th May 2021. Top stories for today. Bank Negara Malaysia announced that Malaysia's economy, as measured by gross domestic product, grew 5% in the first quarter of 2022, mainly supported by improving domestic demand as economic activity continued to normalise with the easing of COVID-19 restrictions. According to the central bank, the country's economic growth picked up pace in the first quarter on recovering demand and a stronger labour market as the global economy rebounds from the pandemic. 28% of children in Malaysia have completed the vaccination against COVID-19 as of yesterday. As for adolescents aged between 12 and 17, about 93.3% have been administered with two doses of the vaccine. Meanwhile, 97.6% of the country's adult population have been fully inoculated and about 68.2% have received the booster dose. On the international front, North Korea sparks new calls for the government to accept aid that could save lives, help protect its battered economy and possibly lead to a diplomatic opening as it faces its first confirmed COVID-19 outbreak with no known vaccine program. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol earlier today extended its intention to help North Korea fight the disease, including by providing vaccines, as it is not known to have imported or administered any COVID-19 vaccines and is one of only two countries that haven't initiated a vaccination drive. Sri Lanka's newly minted Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe struggles to form a government as protesters continue demanding the resignation of the President Gotabaya Rajapaksa for the country's disastrous economic crisis. Hundreds remain outside his seafront office in the main city of Colombo at a protest camp that has, for the past month, campaigned for him to step down. Into its seventh week of a strict lockdown, the city of Shanghai will try again to reopen in a few days upon eliminating COVID-19 virus among the population at large as an outbreak in China's largest city subsides. The exact date was not given, but Vice Mayor Wu Qing said the city intends to gradually restore industrial productions, education and medical services. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.